Today's man law is one that Joppy probably wouldn't agree with because he would probably do this all the time. But a man shall never help another man apply suntan oil.
I'm going to let your ass burn. I hope that you forget and I'm standing right beside you and you look like a cooked lobster, dude. You are throwing me under the bus and I do this, right?
You can say that on the radio.
I just did and it's over. I didn't even see him go for the beep button. But anyway.
It's National Barbecue Month, so it's a good time to think about your safety. Don't forget to give your grill a good once-over and check your gas lines, check your grates, and just make sure your barbecuing is safe. I'm going to actually go online and order one of those grill mats for under my Cajun because I redid my outdoor kitchen again. My wife's complaining I got too many grills out there. She's in my grill about my deck.
She's not wrong.
I know. No. What do you mean?
I know, he says.
A couple weeks ago, I had the honor of going to the second annual Veterans Thanksgiving. Last year, I went Colonel Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom, who's aired after us on several stations, got me invited last year. And this year, I got invited again. And it's just it was a gigantic gathering of veterans and then high school kids and corporate sponsors. And there were active military. They had a great speaker, a guy who basically was on the cover of Men's Health, and he was on Dancing with the Stars, and I can't think of his name right now. But so it was a wonderful luncheon. But I sat down at the table, and they assigned tables, and each veteran goes to a table. So I'm sitting down at this table. It was sponsored by a company called Barnett Manufacturing out of Holland, Michigan. And they make machines for wood processing and really cool handmade. It's a company, family-owned company. You know, just very cool machines, very sophisticated, high-tech stuff. So I'm sitting there, and they're asking me all about my service and all this. And I'm just thinking, you know, it was really no big deal. There was no war. There was nothing I did that was heroic. It was just time in, right? And so I got it out of them. It turns out the guy to my right was a retired Air Force fighter pilot, and he was one of the former owners of the company, one of the partners. The guy to my left just came back from a tour in Afghanistan. He's one of the grandsons. And the guy to his left was a retired Air Force pilot. And the guy to his left with his cousin or brother, another retired Air Force pilot. So we have these three high school kids and all us Air Force guys. They're trying to make a big deal out of me doing, you know, my 6 years in the military, which was really nice of them. But here it turns out they're all at least equal or bigger players. Some of those guys did 20-some years.
Right.
And they were just a phenomenal group. I just wanted to give a shout out to the folks at Barnett in Holland, Michigan, a great group of people, very humble. They sponsored our table. It was awe-inspiring, but what a day. It's called the Veterans Thanksgiving, and we had a bunch of people from the veterans home wheeled in buses, and, you know, it was just very, very cool to see. I bet you there were 600 to 800 people in this room. It was at the JW Marriott.
Yep, very cool.
It was awesome, awe-inspiring.
Yeah.
So anyway, thanks to you folks in Holland. That was very cool. But it is National Barbecue Month. Jop, any last-minute tips?
No, just be safe out there. Check your equipment. And, you know, if you're going to light your gas grill, open the top. Don't do it with the top closed. You get a closed chamber, she goes boom real quick, and people get hurt that way and burned. But
good way to launch mice, though.
Other than that, we'll have lots of tips throughout the summer for you because we're just getting started. Man, it's still May, and we got this whole summer barbecue coming up. So we appreciate you listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network each and every week. We hope you'll tune in next week when we do this all over again.
That's right. And don't forget, I am on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy at Twitter.